For Barry Ahern, everything changed in 2023 when he lost his sister to epilepsy. What followed was a decision to turn that loss into action, taking on 27 marathons in her memory, and now pushing himself even further to raise awareness and support Epilepsy Action. He told me his story. Obviously, you've been talking a lot about your story, but the Radio Jackie listeners might not be so familiar. So tell me, firstly, tell me about your sister, Abby.
Abby was my younger sister, 13 years younger than me, and living a normal life, seemingly. And then in January 2023, started to show some signs of seizures, and they were minor at the time, but progressively getting worse. She went to the doctors each time, and the doctor kind of didn't just send her away, but just said it's probably related to stress and maybe to take it easy, change her lifestyle potentially, not try and do so much. But it kept happening and each time getting worse. And eventually it came to a head in July when she had a major seizure and spent a couple of days in hospital. And they finally ran some further tests, which was driven by my mum and Abby's boyfriend, James. And when they ran the further test, they found that actually she had epilepsy.
Had there been any indications at all before then? Had there been anything growing up? Is there a history of it in your family?
Nothing. No history of it in our family. No signs in earlier life for Abby. It was literally the start of that year. So there's no real understanding of why it suddenly happened. But it did. And ultimately, the seizures got to the point where she was diagnosed, and unfortunately she didn't make it much longer after that. They didn't really get a chance to get it under control with medication, didn't even really get an understanding of what type of epilepsy it was and what triggered it. Effectively 6 or 7 weeks later she had another major seizure. This time it sent her into cardiac arrest. She was in cardiac arrest for 27 minutes before the paramedics could get her heart going again. And at that point, they then transported her to hospital, where she was taken into the intensive care unit in Basildon Hospital. And they did a great job. They did everything they could. But within 3 days, we were told that effectively her brain was dead. And there was nothing more they could do to bring her back. And we were asked to give permission for them to effectively switch off the life support machine, which we did. And she passed away about an hour after that.
Gosh, I'm incredibly sorry. I mean, as a family, that must have been something, a huge shock out of the blue, obviously, but you must have taken a lot of comfort in each other.
Yeah.
But what led you to then go from taking comfort in your family to doing something so incredible that you've been doing?
Well, I had started running in February of that year, just literally my first run was like a 1.7 kilometre run and I was knackered afterwards. I'd never been into running before. I'd started walking, early 40s, kind of thinking I need to maybe do some activity and get a bit healthier. So I was doing the walking and that was kind of running out of enjoyment. So I started running and then my friend convinced me to sign up to a half marathon. So I did the London Royal Parks half marathon in October, where I booked into it. So I was training for that when Abby became unwell, and that was actually 3 weeks to the day after she died, and I decided that I would still do it. It didn't go according to plan. My training kind of it just went to pot, really. So I did that and then had a few drinks afterwards and a fair few drinks in the following days and weeks, and then my wife just said, you've got to kind of work out what you're going to do. Are you going to do a run in memory of Abby? And I thought about it for a while, lots of conversations with friends in the pub and on the phone. And then I just decided on a walk, basically, with my wife, I turned around and said, I'm going to run 27 half marathons to raise awareness about epilepsy, and I'm going to do it for Epilepsy Action. She thought I'd got my numbers wrong because Abby was 29. She thought it should have been for her age. But the point of the 27 was because it was, the story was quite sad, well, very sad. And I wanted to shock people enough to actually take a step back and think about epilepsy and realise how severe it can be. So as hard as it was whenever I was talking about why I'm doing 27 half marathons, the importance was that it did shock people. And it seemed to have gained a good response. And everyone I saw and everyone I heard about were talking about epilepsy and talking about Abby's story. It kind of then just gained momentum to the point where I jokingly said on my Just Giving page, if anyone wants to come and watch, they're more than welcome, and it'd be great to have some spectators. But also, if anyone wanted to join me for one of the half marathons, from a group of friends who weren't active and weren't into running, with the exception of a few, I didn't expect anyone to do it. But lo and behold, 39 of my friends and family turned up on the final half marathon, and all of them completed it.
That's incredible. So you went from having a friend that we can blame for suggesting you do this and getting you into it to actually having the most supportive group of friends anybody could probably hope to have.
Yes.
How does it feel to have them with you, standing alongside you still at this stage?
Oh, it's amazing. And on the day, and this was the 8th of March last year, to look around and see everyone in their epilepsy action shirts, and they'd all raised their own or set up their own Just Giving page and collectively raised about £13,000. To add to the 9,000 that I had already raised. So it was a huge financial boost. But for me and my mum, all of our other family that didn't run but were there, it was just overwhelming to see, you know, the support and the love. And a lot of, in fact, near enough all of my friends that came knew Abby well, right from when she was really, really young. Two of my best friends, Richard and Steve, have known her since she was like 9, 10 years old. It was just brilliant to see. And mine and Abby's other sister Samantha ran as well. She is definitely not a runner, and she won't mind me saying that, but she did it, and my wife ran it as well. And yeah, it was just overwhelming to see how many people really put some effort in and were there to support me on the final day.
What do you think Abby would make of all this?
She would definitely think that I've lost the plot. I think she would initially think, yeah, what on earth are you doing? You know, we were very social, so she would prefer to see me in the pub. But she would be very proud, obviously. And I don't think she'd be shocked at the amount of friends that turned up to run on the final day, because we are such a close group. That part, I don't think she would be shocked at.
You're doing the marathon.
I am, yes. Yeah, London Marathon.
How's that training going?
It's been going quite well. I wouldn't say that I'm particularly fond of actual plans. I kind of deleted my plan a few weeks into it because it was too strict. So I've kind of just been doing my own thing and continuing to run distance each week, which is what I was doing anyway. And then adding in a few other bits and pieces, taking on advice from some of my friends that are runners. I've got my friend Andy, Coach Brown is his nickname, and he is in regular contact saying what I should and shouldn't be doing, having checked what I've been doing on Strava, so it's really good. And I'm also doing it with one of my best friends, Saskia, who ran the half marathon last year, and then she decided that she would do the marathon with me as well, again in support, so she's gone off and raised her own funds to go towards epilepsy action and supporting the work that they do. So it's great. It's really good. I'm looking forward to it.
So what's the next challenge after, I believe you've got a, have you given yourself an even bigger challenge?
Yes. So the initial intent was that I was going to run 54 marathons next year. I'm still going to do that, but I don't think, being in my mid-40s, it would be particularly sensible to do 54 full marathons. So I've kind of compromise, and I'm going to do 27 full marathons and then a collective distance of 27 additional marathons across the year. So midweek runs of maybe 20 kilometres, do a half marathon and then another half marathon to make up the 54 for the year.
Do you have a financial goal in mind? Is there something that you've set, or are you just happy for any support that you can get?
Absolutely any support I can get. For the London Marathon, I set myself a target of £5,000. I am quite far behind that, purely because I didn't send the link out until Monday, because I was so focused on what I was doing. But equally, when I sent the link out, I knew that I would get responses. And how are you doing? How are you feeling? How has it been without Abby, etc.? And I think subconsciously putting that off. I didn't want to have those conversations. But I've managed to raise £1,600 in a week, which is good. And we've still got time to go. So, yeah, anything that I can raise for Epilepsy Action for this particular marathon and then the 27 full and 27 distance next year, it will just be welcome. It will go to help so many other people.
So how can people support you? How can they find you?
So I've got a Just Giving page. My name is Barry Ahern. If you type that into Google, it does come up quite quickly. And just follow the link and donate in any way that we'd usually do.
Perfect. So as a family, before obviously this very sad event, growing up together, what was Abby like?
She was fun. she was good. When she was younger, she had her mood swings. But I think any family have that, and I was probably the same, and she would say the same about me. But as she got older and she started coming out with me and my friends, she turned into a real character, a good sense of humour, very similar childish sense of humour to me, playing pranks, etc. She was just good fun to be around. Everyone loved her.
She sounds like a beautiful woman.
Yes.
And you've been nominated for an award.
I was nominated for the BBC Make a Difference Award for the fundraising category, and I made it to the final four. So we went to an awards ceremony last year. I didn't win it. I was beaten by an elderly chap who had been opening up his gardens for 55 years, I think it was, with his wife. And people would come in and do organised walks, and they'd take the kids and the dogs and everything. So it was he was a worthy winner. He'd been doing it for so long, and it was really great to see him on stage accepting the award.
You know, you said your wife ran with you and your other sister ran with you. Are they going to continue that at all? Do you think you'll be able to coax them into at least one or two of the next lot, or are they just sensible people like the rest of us?
They're sensible people like the rest of you. Samantha, definitely not. I think she said she would never really run again, which is fine. My wife, Naomi, she has started running again this year. She got an injury just before the half marathon last year, and despite the physio saying that she shouldn't run it, she did for obvious reasons. She didn't want to not do it, and it caused her quite a bit of pain for an extended period. But she's back running now, which is great to see. I think she's actually out running at the moment. While I'm doing this, so yeah, it's really good. I don't know whether she'll join me on a marathon, but I think her and one of our other friends, Emily, are planning to do a half marathon this year.
Is there any, for people that don't run or people that obviously haven't been through what you've been through, but obviously you're a big supporter now of Epilepsy Action, is there any advice, obviously not about epilepsy itself, because we can direct people to the right places for that, but is there any advice you'd give to people that are maybe going through something like this?
I mean, one of the biggest pieces of advice is obviously talk to people, friends, family, or the support networks that are out there and available. Epilepsy Action is a great tool. So I used running to clear my head when I was feeling down. So although I'd started before everything happened with Abby, I would, if I was working and I just suddenly had a down moment, I would go out for a run to clear my head and kind of gain focus again.
So you've got the bug.
Yes.
The running bug, the
definitely.
Raising money bug.
Yeah.
What could possibly top next year's thing? Have you even started to think beyond that, or are we just going to get through next year?
I think we'll get through next year. I have become quite a fan of watching people on YouTube doing some of the big trail runs around Europe and in the US. And trail running is something that I would like to try and get into. So who knows, maybe try and get into one of the big events in the coming years, but we'll see. Slow and steady wins the race. Obviously, I would like them to support me financially because it goes towards helping people through Epilepsy Action, and they support so many in the UK, but they need to keep topping up the pot to continue doing that. But just have a little look at epilepsy, Google it. There is a very simple first aid video on YouTube. If you type in Epilepsy Action Care, it's a 4-minute video, and you could watch that and potentially save someone's life if they were having an epileptic seizure. It's very simple, and if I can do it, so can you.
And that was Barry Ahern turning personal loss into a mission, raising awareness of epilepsy and making sure his sister's story is not forgotten.